Okay, let's discuss an inyan from the Daf Mem Amid Beis, Pesach the Shabbos. I'd like to discuss briefly, a few minutes we have, the inyan of Yad Seledespo. The Gemara, let me read you one line of Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Echad Shemen, V'Echad Mayim, whether we're dealing with oil or water, Yad Seledespo Asur, Ein Yad Seledespo Mutter. V'Hech Yehuda Amar Yad Seledespo. What is an example of Yad Seledespo? Amar Rechava, Kol Shekresoi Shaltinoik Nichvis. The stomach, the belly, if the belly of a child would burn when it comes in contact with an item that is heat, is at this as a certain degree of heat, that is called Yad Seledespo. What is the issue? The issue seemingly is Bishul. If you cook up water to the degree, if you take water and you put water on a kettle, I'm sorry, you put water in a kettle and you put the kettle on the fire and the water heats to the degree where it's called Yad Seledes, literally it means the hand recoils. The Yad Seledes, it feels that it's uncomfortable and that you move it back, that already is called Bishul. And one is has been violated Shabbos, and he's chayving a karbon chatos. And then the Gemara goes on to explain that this true rule applies both to wine, to oil, and mayim. Whether you heat up water to the degree where it's yad seledes, or you heat up oil to the degree where it's yad seledes, one has been mechal Shabbos with the malacha of bishul. And he needs to do tshuva, obviously. And then the Gemara gives an example of what is yad seledes. It's the temperature that a belly of a child would burn. Let me read you some of the Rashis, because there are a lot of very strange things here in this Gemara which require a lot of explanation. Rashi says, "Vehechi dami solud yesh shesoled merisicha muetes v'yesh she'ena soled." Let me just take a step back. I jumped to Rashi. I went too far. What does it mean, soledes? Rashi is very precise in this translation. You withdraw backwards your hand, your yad. Yad doesn't mean a finger, by the way. Yad means a whole, it doesn't say etzba. Very precise, a whole yad. You withdraw. Nimsheches li'achoreha midaga. Worry. It's in the mind. Nothing's happening. Your hands are not being burnt, but you sense that there is trouble. Shaloi tichve, so that your hand should not get burnt. V'zehu lashon v'asleda b'chila. I withdrew in fear. V'edag b'ra'ada. The Targum's translation for these words are: I worried with trembling. V'emshach mitlunosai. And I withdrew due to my complaint. Midagas yoim hadim im hayisi yodea shemisasi kreva velo yachmal. Here he's discussing a pasuk in Iyov, where Iyov was saying that it was yimei hadin. It's a time of judgment, and I was worried. Perhaps I was not deserving of life, and they would decree in heaven that I would die. So my soul, my neshama, withdrew. It withdrew from what it was doing because I was worried. Yad Seledespo. Okay, so then he goes on. Then the Gemara gets the question, if that's what Yad Seledespo is, why then does the Gemara give an example of where a child's belly burns? So Rashi explains the reason why the Gemara needed to give an example is because everyone is different. You can't generalize. Some people are used to, they like, you know, ever seen an electrician come to the house? They touch the wires, they do all these things that you would never do. He actually touches a live wire to see if it's live. That's what he does.
He has a meter.
He touches it. He flicks it. He touches it. We're doing the Gemara Masechet Shabbos.
Okay.
He touches.
Are you doing this again next week also?
Yes.
Different Gemara. Shkrech.
Have a good day.
Next time, let me know. I would.
It's okay.
Something with a word that calls an R. rent.
Okay. So, everyone is different. People, they deal in different jobs where they come in contact with heat. It's no big deal. Like the plumbers, what they do, I would never do. Again, things like I work in computers. So someone comes and asks me, can I look at their computer? So I start doing things to their computer. Gets very nervous. Because I feel that I know what I'm doing. I have experience. I know. Don't get worried. Just because I'm going into your registry and I'm starting to delete files and add files, don't get nervous. I this is what I'm trained to do. So people, it's real. So how could you possibly define this category of yatzle? It's something everyone has. Everyone comes in contact with heat. Everyone has a different deals with heat differently. Exactly. So how could you more generalize? The hand recoils because it's afraid maybe my yad is going to get burnt, therefore let me call it quits, let me withdraw in advance. So that's why the Gemara needs to give an example which is Dover Hashava L'chol Nefesh, the place where the belly of a newborn child would get burnt if it's left in contact with this type of heat. An adult doesn't get burnt because an adult already, the skin, the yad is hard, it's much more tolerant to heat, and there's no concern that it will get burned. But a flesh of a newborn baby is extremely sensitive, and a newborn baby, the Gemara assumes, is Dover Hashava. Every newborn baby is exactly the same, more or less, and something which davar hashav l'chol nefesh, and that is why the Gemara has to give an example of makom shatinok roifes, the place where the nichves, where the belly of a baby would get burnt. Now, first of all, I want to just explain that there's really a machlokes between Rashi over here, as we explained, and the Rambam says the same thing as Rashi against the Ran. We always translate Yad Sledespo means that the food or the water. You're taking water, you're putting it into a kettle, you're putting the kettle on a range, on an open flame. And now the question is, are you chayef for Melacha Derais of Bishul? So when the water gets to the point of Yad Sledes, where you would remove your hand because you feel that your hand is getting burnt, that's already called Bishul. That's how Rashi learns. Your hand.
You don't have to touch it. Rashi says it's a mental state.
No, let's assume, according to Rashi, your hand is in the pot.
So
you've taken the
physical pot.
What? It's physical, right? It's physical, right? The water is getting hot. It's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. So how long are you going to keep your hand in the kettle? You have a pot of water. You put your hand in the water, and the water is on the fire. And as every second passes, the water is getting hotter and hotter. At what point in time are you going to, that's it, I got it now, you're going to take your hand out of the pot before it gets burnt, correct? So that's the question. That's exactly what Rashi says. Your hand will be withdrawn because you are afraid that it will get burnt. So simply, Rashi explains that your hand is in direct contact with the food, the shemen or the mayim, as it gets hotter and hotter. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says yad sledes means you put your finger or your hand near a source of heat where if you would leave it there, you would remove it, you would withdraw because you're afraid your hand will get burned. Now that means not the food itself, the source of the heat. It's very, very different. Now, let's say there's a fire. There's a fire here. How close am I willing to put my hand near the fire? So you're putting it at a couple of feet away. But when you get too close, already gets very, very hot. That point, you're no longer willing to allow your hand to remain in that position because you're afraid it will get burnt. That spot is called Yad Soledes. You're not allowed to then take food and put food in that spot. Now, food is very different than your hand. The food, if you leave it there for an hour, for 10 hours, will never get hot, will never get warm to the degree where it will burn. But that location is already called Yad Soledes, so that if you were now to put food there and the food would reach its maximum temperature, that would already be called Bishul according to the Ran. It's a tremendous chumrah According to Rashi, as we pass on the Rambam, Yasa, this means you're putting your hand in the water itself. You're putting your hand in the food itself. And when the water gets to a temperature where you have to remove your hand, you're already afraid. You have a natural inclination to withdraw. That wood has reached a level of Yatz Ledespo. The Rambam says, that's not Yatz Ledespo. Yatz Ledespo is much, much lower. It's not putting your hand in contact with the actual food and water. It's putting your hand in contact with the source of the heat. If you put your hand near the source of the heat, you come so close where your hand is uncomfortable, and you withdraw, that's the spot of Yatz Ledespo. If you were then to take food and put food on that identity, on that spot, and the food warm up, how high, what temperature would the food get if you put the food there? Not that hot. It wouldn't get so hot. But that area is an area of space where your hand would be withdrawn because it's too hot. That already is in the category of Yatz Ledespo, according to the Ran. Much, much lower temperature.
So according to the Ran, you can go a 16th of an inch from the flame.
Okay.
And withdraw. I...
Yeah.
May only go an eighth of an inch.
That's what the Gemara goes on to say. Yad shetineg nichves. So you have to judge, since when it comes to adults, it's something which is, you cannot generalize because everyone is different. That's why the Gemara has given an example. It's the place on the belly of a baby that would get burnt. If you bring a baby close to a fire, so there's a certain point in a certain location where the belly would get burnt because the heat is so intense. That is something which is davar hashav l'chol nefesh. That is the average between all the different types of people of how comfortable they are coming near a place of heat. This is one point I want to make. This idea to be aware that this concept called Yatz Ledespo is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. We are familiar with Rashi, that's how we pass him. But there's another opinion. And another opinion of the Ran is a very, very big chumra. It's not referring to Yatz Ledespo of the food becoming hot, it's Yatz Ledespo of the source of heat. That's the Yatz Ledespo. And once we have defined that space, that it's near the source of heat, you're not allowed to put food in that location, even though the food will not come anywhere near to a temperature where it would be so hot you could not touch it. Okay, that's one. That is one interesting. The Baal Halacha Lamaisa, what is the shir of Yatz Ledespo? So it's a big machlokes is applied to Rav Moshe. Says Yatz Ledespo is 43 degrees Celsius, which is 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, by the way, what's the boiling point? Boiling point is 212 Fahrenheit. So it's way, way below boiling. Yatz Ledespo is 110. The average hot water in your home, the temperature of hot water in your home is about 125, between 125 and 135, depending on how it's set. Most hot water tanks are set that the water should be between 125 and 135. That's, and we know if you turn up the water in your house so hot, it's for most of us, it's too hot to keep your hands under the average. It's too hot to keep your hand. You have to lower it. That's called Yatz Ledespo. So that's called, just get an idea, just get a little bit of an idea of what is Yatz Ledespo. Just to keep in mind, the average temperature of hot water, hot tap water in your home is between 125 and 135. Halacha, Rav Moshe says that Yatz Ledespo is 110, which equals 43 Celsius. Now, however, on the other extreme, you can't say that it's for sure called Yatz Ledespo until it reaches 160. Why 160? Why? Because 160 already is a point where, I don't know what it's based upon, which is 71 Celsius, 160 Fahrenheit, that is also called Yatz Ledespo. If you have in front of you water that, let us say, is 130 degrees Fahrenheit, and you want to heat it further past the degree of 160, it's aser, because it was ein bishul kodesh moshe. Because since, yeah, these are the two extremes you have to take into consideration. To bring water lower than 110, above 110, is a possible violation of melacha deraisa of bishul. But just because the water already is at a temperature of 110 does not mean you're finished, and there's nothing wrong with making the water hotter, putting the water closer towards, like having water on this range. So the water is hot. You want to make it even hotter. You want to move it closer to the fire to make it even hotter. So it's not necessarily mutter, because it could very well be that Yatz Ledespo in halacha is only when you reach 160, because there are different ranges. It's very complicated. Rav Moshe says the two ranges are 110 and 160.
There's others who disagree with Rav Moshe on the 110.
Yes, I'm going to come to that in one moment. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is much more lenient. He's more lenient. I'll show you why he's more lenient in one moment. Rav Moshe says these are the two extremes. 110 is where it starts, and 160 is where it ends. L'mayin afkamina, if water is below the temperature of 110, you're not allowed to heat the water above 110. If the water is between 110, and 160, you're not allowed to heat the water above 160, because maybe Yad Sledes is at 160, and taking it, let's say, from 130 to above 160, you're doing malacha deraisa of bishul. But once the water already is at the degree of 160, there's no harm, there's nothing wrong in taking the water closer towards the flame and raising it from 160 to 170. Ein bishul achar bishul. It's already past the state of bishul. It's already past the state of Yad Sledes. So it's already past that state. There's no harm in going a little bit higher. But anytime you're going past one of these points of 160 or 110, you are coming into a very big shaila of Yad Sledes.
So how do you move according to the moisture if you have on a black?
Yeah.
And the fire's over here.
Yeah.
Right, the fire, and you put the kettle over here. What am I saying? You can't move?
No, because if the kettle is over there and the temperature of the kettle is less than 160, and you bring it closer, and you bring it close to the flame, you're raising the temperature from one from.
I know, yeah.
That's awesome. You're cooking the water, and it could very well be the water is not considered cooked. And either the water cools down, ain bishlach habishul, that's not so similar when it comes to water. That's a whole shaila if you say ain bishlach habishul when water cools down. But once the water on Shabbos begins and the water is, let's say, 130, and you want to make the water hotter to 170 by bringing it closer to the fire, you're not allowed to do that. Because it could very well be, it's not clear in halacha exactly what point and what degree you hit Yad Sledes. And one opinion is 160 is what really gets hot to the degree where you must, under any condition, remove your hand. Maybe that is the halachic definition of Yad Sledes. If the water is now only 130 and you want to bring closer to the fire to make it above 160, you'd be violating the malacha deraisa of bishul. That's one problem. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman says something not that different, because they have a Gemara Masechta, a Gemara in Masechta Chulim, and the Gemara talks about if you have a knife. I'll only read two lines Gemara. The words of the Gemara are Itmar Hashoychet Besakin Shal Oivdei Kochav. You just want the Shechita with the knife of a guy. It's a non-kosher knife. This knife has been used to cut chazer. It's treif. It's as treif as it gets. It's used to cut cheeseburgers. Hot cheeseburgers. And now you do shechita. You sharpen it, it's perfectly sharp, and you use the knife to cut the shechita. Now, and you want to now eat the part of the meat where you've done shechita. Okay, you do shechita. And that part, that meat along the neck, is very healthy. You salt it. Or even if you don't salt it, it's raw, there are different ways you want to eat it. Shaila is, since the knife, you've used a non-kosher knife against the neck of the animal, the tarfus that's absorbed in the knife has now been expelled from the knife and pressed into the meat of the neck of the animal. Is the meat along the area where you've cut, is it treif? So it's machlokes. What?
The knife is cold.
Oh, so what is he saying? He knows the first halacha. Anytime you use something that's cold, any time you use a cold utensil, there's no transfer of tarfus. If you use a spoon, a milchadika spoon, and you use it to eat flesh sticks, as long as the spoon is cold, everything is cold, and nothing done to it, just rinse it off and you're finished. There's no shayla. So here you've done shchita with a treifa knife, and the animal is cold, so there should not be any issue whatsoever. So the answer is not so simple. Animal has natural body heat. And the body heat makes the animal get there hot. And if it's hot, there was a possible transfer of the tarfus in the knife into the meat of the animal. Itmar, Hashaychei Pesachin Shal Evdei Kochavim, Rav Omar is tarfus, koilef. Rav says you have to peel a very small layer of tarfus that's penetrated into the meat. The Rav Babar Chon Omar Madiach, rinse. Nothing to worry about. There's been no penetration. There has been no transfer of tarfus from the knife into the meat of the animal. All you need to do is rinse the meat. So what's the machlekes? Why does Rav say it's treif leim b'chok mafugi? Demar savar beis hashchita tzoinein umar savar beis hashchita roseach. The opinion that says that it's treif is because the neck of the animal is hot. Now, hot, in order for charfus to be transferred, has to be yad seledes. Has to be at least the degree of heat where your hand would withdraw your hand due to the intense heat. So the Gemara says, no law, it's not necessarily so. Dekule ya'oma. No one disagrees. Beis hashchita roseach is hot. Man diem a kol of shaper. Man diem a madiach. I did the two of the simonim lafukedam loy bali. The one that says that it absorbs because it's hot. If it's hot, there's a transfer of non kosher material from in the knife to the neck of the animal. The one that says that it's kosher, you only have to rinse. You need not do khalifa, is because it's too busy expelling blood. If it's busy removing blood, it doesn't have time to absorb. But the Gemara concludes, everyone agrees the neck of the animal is hot. Now, the problem over here is, if it's hot, then the Gemara goes, no. Here's what we need to Here's what we need to halacha l'maisa. Ikud the Amri, others say, Pumfakert. And this is what we paskin. The Kuli Alma, Beis HaShchita, Tzoynin. Everyone agrees that the neck of the animal is cold. If it's cold, so right away it makes sense why you need not do anything more than rinse the neck of the animal. You know why? Agav Duchko de Sakino Ba, because of the pressure. When you cut with the knife against meat, there's pressure applied. That pressure causes a transfer of tarfus, blios, inside the knife into the meat of the animal. Agav, ducha de sakina, bolas sakin. Okay, so this is maskana, and the more we pass the lach l'maisa, the neck is cold. Now, what is the neck? What is the temperature of the neck of an animal? So there really there are three different things that we have to discover their temperature. A human being. 98.6 is the temperature. 98.6. And that the Gemara says is cold. That's not Yad, which is very good. According to Rav Moshe, it's very good. According to Rav Moshe, it's not Yad, it doesn't get until at least 110. And a person's body temperature is 98.6. What about an animal? A large animal, a sharupara. Believe it or not, their body temperature is 40 degrees Celsius, which is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. And the Gemara says, Kuli alma halacha l'maisa, it's not yad sledes. But here's even the bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush is birds. Believe it or not, birds are very hot. They're hotter than animals. Mitzis, you have to ask a sheikhet. Birds are 113 degrees Fahrenheit. 113. Would you believe it? That's what it says. 45 degrees Celsius.
45?
Yeah, 45 degrees Celsius. And therefore, Avshalom Zalman Arbach says that since the Gemara says that Beis HaShchita is Tzoynein, and therefore, when one uses a non-kosher knife, applies pressure against the neck of an animal, the shchita, me'ikar hadin, there is no issue whatsoever, it's kosher, there's no chance of bleeds from the knife, because beis hashchita is tzoynein, and the only reason why there would be an issue is because of ducha de sakina. The Gemara is telling us that the neck of the animal is cold. What do you mean it's cold? It's 113 degrees. According to Rav Moshe, you've already exceeded 110 degrees. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach, from this Gemara we can learn, we can be certain that at least until the temperature of 113, it's not called Yad Soiles. And 113 and 110 is not such a big difference. It's not such a big difference, 3 degrees. But, what?
If you have
the humidity and the wind chill factor, then it'll be a big difference. But just taking, this is just an very interesting thing where he takes the Gemara Masech Tehulin dealing with Shechita, totally out of left field, to show us what is the halach of Yad Seledes for the laws of Shechita. What?
Rav Moshe Feinstein,
I guess so. So maybe he felt that the laws of Tzoynin by Shechita are not the same as the laws of Bishah. So that's just to review this. By the way, this Gemara was learned on the Yomim Noiram, because since this pasuk of Seledes is to withdraw from Daiga, a person withdraws from doing Averis because he's worried about his neshama. Kira is Rosh Tevos Chaf Yud. This is Perikira, Mesech Shabbos. Chaf Yud is Yom Kippur. Chaf Yud, Yud Chaf. First, and Reish Hei is Rosh Hashanah, the Yimei Hadin. And in Perikira are all the Yisoidos of Bishul, of Yad Seledes. And the Ikka Yisoid for Bishul is Yad Seledes. And what's Seledes? From Iyoif, to withdraw because of the Pachat and the Eima of Din. You're afraid what's going to happen to Yom HaDin. So this, and in the Hasidic world, they used to learn this during the Yimei HaDin. So bottom line, we have a machlis between, what is Yad Seledes? It's between 110 and 160. It's machlis between Ran and Rashi. Is Yad supposed to refer to the food itself? Or does it refer to the place near the fire? Or, and the what are the temperatures? We have a Gemara Masechta Chulin, which discussed the Beis HaShechita. Is animals, human beings, and birds? 113 by Yoinim, which we use to teach us that even up to that degree, it's not called Yatzla. So, okay, have a nice day.
Sure.